From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to take a few minutes now to hear about a product that was obviously designed pretty well. It's been in use for 100 years. The 30-06 rifle cartridge was praised by Teddy Roosevelt. It was part of the military for decades, and it remains popular with hunters today. Wyoming Public Radio's Elsa Heidorn reports.
On a 10-degree December day, Roy Bain is out on the rifle range in Laramie, Wyoming. He's holding a little piece of gun history. It's a rifle cartridge, a metal tube about 2.5 inches long that has gunpowder and a bullet inside. He places the cartridge inside a rifle.
Initially, what I'm going to do is load one round at a time, and we will start with the 1903 Springfield rifle.
This 1903 Springfield is one of numerous rifles that use the 30-06. The cartridge is named for its diameter, 0.3 inch, and the year it was first used, 1906. The retired National Guard sergeant puts the butt of the rifle next to his cheek and aims at a paper target 25 yards away.
Well, I think we're pretty good. That's a 10 at 5 o'clock.
So basically, you got within, it looks like a fraction of an inch of the actual center of the target.
Yeah, the rifle was sighted in much better than I expected. I thought we'd have to do a lot more adjustment.
Bain takes some shots at 100 yards and doesn't get as close to hitting the bullseye. Still, he demonstrates that this old rifle, combined with the 30-06 cartridge, is a pretty accurate weapon. In the 1890s, before the 30-06 was born, U.S. soldiers thought they already had accurate weapons. Then they fought the Spanish-American War. The Spanish were armed with the German-designed Mauser rifles. These weapons were more accurate and faster than the American ones. Expert rifle maker Nathan Heineke says this was a turning point.
Because the Army set to work straight away developing an American copy of the Mauser rifle.
The 1903 Springfield came out of that effort, but this new rifle wasn't enough. It needed a better cartridge. And 3 years later, the 30-06 was born. U.S. soldiers first relied on this new equipment in World War I.
It got them through a war. They took it out on the battlefield, and when they got home, a lot of the credit was given to this cartridge and to this rifle. So it immediately found a very warm place in the heart of returning servicemen.
It had already found a warm place in the heart of Teddy Roosevelt. He took one on his African hunting safari a few years earlier in 1909 and praised the rifle and the 30-06 cartridge in a book. The package then became a sensation among hunters. Improvements in rifles eventually replaced the popular Springfield, but the 30-06 cartridge remains. Heineke says there's a good reason for that.
The 30-06, whether by design or happenstance, is a splendidly balanced cartridge.
For hunters, that means it has enough power to kill just about any animal you'd find on this continent, but it's not so powerful that the rifle recoils hard. Like many hunters, Roy Bain uses the 30-06 in his modern-day rifles, and his success is apparent in his trophy room. Bull elk, bighorn sheep, mountain goats, and even a black bear hang from the wall. Bain says hunting may be one of those pastimes that doesn't need a lot of advancement in technology.
When you're away from the roads and away from civilization, it's timeless. It's very enjoyable to put yourself up against those challenges and see if you can measure up to what our ancestors had to do.
And in the last 100 years, there's a good chance those ancestors were shooting 30-06. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Heidorn in Laramie, Wyoming.